listen? Do you want to know a secret?
Oh, yeah.
Do you promise not to tell?
Good morning, Arizona. A little bit different tune this morning. Reason for that is today, March 25th. Just happens to be my and sweet Jennifer's 39th wedding anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary,
love.
Babe.
No more secret.
So this was kind of our song when we were dating. Good morning, y'all. Welcome to Rosie on the House. It's going to be a beautiful morning this morning. What did you do for a bachelorette party?
A what?
The night before we got married.
I did my nails with my mom.
You did your nails with your mom.
It was the old days, babe.
My bachelor party was two guys, and we were at a restaurant that's no longer around at Scottsdale Fashion Square. It was called Dave O'Rourke's. And I think we had one or two beers, and that was it.
That was it, huh?
The bachelor party. The wedding was in a community activity room in an apartment complex that is actually famous for something other than our wedding.
Not very nice thing, actually. Winfield Apartments in Scottsdale.
What was that guy's name?
Mr. Bob Crane off Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah, he was murdered in that apartment complex.
Yeah, well, we didn't think about that day.
But your dad, successful real estate developer in Phoenix, had some inns there, and he was through the management of the company or something.
Yeah, and mom was living there at the time. It was a nice little round, intimate room, and we had, 30 people?
Yeah,
so.
Pretty small wedding.
Yeah.
And then we snuck over to the old Rawhide on Scottsdale and danced to cowboy songs in our boots and our hats. Had a good old time.
We did.
We have always been staycation kind of people. So our plan was to get up to, at the time, the Little America Hotel in Flagstaff was like brand new. Mm-hmm. Like it was the big talk of the whole state. So we went up to Little America for a fine high time. And Jennifer gets like 104 degree temperature. We come back home.
Well, we were going to school full time, working full time, doing a wedding by myself. And then, you know, just crashed, basically, on spring break.
So we come back to our little apartment on College Street, just off the campus there at ASU. And the little money we didn't spend on our honeymoon, then we call
Coles Ranch.
And we get a little room there and go up to Coles Ranch. And this was later, like a week later. So it was the end of March, beginning of April. And we were going to go up and just go fishing. Every lake on the rim was frozen over.
No hiking, no horseback riding. I got sick again. It was
great. Couldn't find a horse to ride.
It has gotten better since then. We've had some wonderful staycations since then.
Yes, we have. We have. We really have.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I got to interrupt you. We've got to bring Anthony in.
Okay.
Anthony's from Mesa. Anthony, go ahead.
Hi, Rosie. Congratulations on 39 years of marriage.
Yes.
Thank you.
What's the secret, guys?
Well, about another 39 years, I'll have her just the way I want her. I'll get her all tuned up.
The secret is never say quit.
Never say quit.
Yeah, you just keep those vows,
man. Glad to hear you guys on the radio first thing this morning. So, way to go.
Hey, well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, my friend. So, we were trying to get to Taos, was our destination. And that was before the internet. So you had to call information to get the phone number to where we had our reservation. Did you ever call information, Mike? You've never called information?
He's like, what is that?
No, actually, you know what? I did. As a really, I vaguely remember that now.
Oh, man. So my sister gets married in Colorado Springs like a year later. And so on the drive home from her wedding, we ended up using our honeymoon reservations at the Taos Inn in Santa Fe. So we had like a three-stage honeymoon.
Well, we just kept that tradition every year.
Over the course of about 15 months.
I think most of our anniversaries have been right here in the state.
They have. It was second anniversary, third anniversary when you were pregnant for Rachel. We have that picture of you at the Turner's Lodge in Strawberry, and it's snowing. It's, you know, we were covered up in snow. Mm-hmm. So Strawberry Lodge. I'd like to see that place reopen. It's kind of
that was really
it's
special.
Kind of heartbreaking every time you turn around the corner and you think of it was Dick and Jean Turner.
Turners. Well, the Turners were what made it special. That
it was
a cool place.
Absolutely.
Great pie.
Hey, made a little trip through, speaking of going through Arizona, made a little trip through Prescott and Flagstaff this last week and got caught in that whiteout in that snowstorm in Flag. What they thought were they were calling it 1 to 2 inches, I think ended up being about 8. I think Snowbowl ended up getting close to 2 feet of snow. So if you're a skier or a boarder, man, now would be a great time to go up there and jump on some fresh snow. I actually heard a report that Mammoth Ski Mountain in California has said they will be open until July 4th weekend.
What? Well, we have.
That's how much snow they've got.
Wow. Yeah, I saw something about they had called out the National Guard to help get rid of some of the snow in California. It was so much.
Oh, man. But on the little drive, I have to tell y'all, we were asked all the time, especially in our garden hour, in our outdoor living hour, when's the best time to get out and see the wildflowers? And it's always a timing thing. If you like the color yellow, head up to Rock Springs and have a hamburger and a piece of pie today for lunch. Because as you go north, the brittle brush is unbelievable. Look right outside this window here. The Palo Verdes are just on the very beginning.
This should be an awesome Palo Verde year. The mesquites with the little orange balls have been pretty full this last couple weeks.
Well, the brittle brush between here and Black Canyon City is absolutely incredible. And then when you top out past Black Canyon City, top out at Sunset Point Rest Area, there's another green weed about 3 feet tall. Maybe not quite that tall, but the top 8 to 9 inches of it is flaming yellow. So it's a tour of yellow. Now, I don't know how much that snowstorm knocked all that yellow blossoms down.
Well, that windstorm, too.
Yeah, y'all had wind. We had some wind, but it wasn't bad in Prescott or Flag. Stayed at Spring Hill Suites. Always love that place because you can just walk anywhere in town there in Prescott.
It's great.
I love it. So if you're looking for flowers, think about running up to Rock Springs for lunch or pack a sack lunch and run all the way up to Sunset Point and take a look at that. Other places that you can go, Romy's down at Marana. So, of course, you got Picacho. Although when I drove Tucson the other day, Picacho did not have no poppies yet.
So you were early or late? Do you know?
And when we were at Baba Kamari last week, I think we were still early, but I don't know. Romy, are y'all seeing anything down in Marana, down there for the Marana Rodeo today?
There is not the orange color or yellow color that you would that the area is famous for. And I couldn't tell you if we're early or late. I think we're probably late. The way everything else is blooming, the way Whitman and Wickenburg is blooming, I'm going to say we're late.
I don't know.
We're past it.
Another great drive if you want to see wildflowers. It's known for its wildflowers. Now, I haven't talked to anybody that's been up there, but maybe we could get a call in from somebody. Is Fish Creek, the old Apache Trail, back behind Tortilla Flat and up to the Lake Roosevelt Dam. Because certainly we'll see a lot of water.
I will tell you, one of the prettiest desert drives is Gila Bend to Casa Grande.
That's a secret little. Secret little interstate.
It is a very nice road to travel because of how few people are on it, and we always go that route. It actually says on it Phoenix Bypass Route, and anytime we're coming to Tucson from where we live out in Whitman, the people that came through Phoenix yesterday, like, man, it was lunchtime and it was a nightmare. We were standing still. I don't know that we are any faster. It's about 30 miles longer, but man, just to not have any traffic and to be out on that stretch. I mean, the amount of saguaros, the Palo Verdes, I mean, it is the picture perfect desert scene.
The saguaros are fatter than I've ever seen them.
They are ready to
bust. They look
bust.
Like cartoons. They just. Like little fat ticks.
So if in and about you're driving around the state of Arizona, you've bounced across a particularly well documented wildflower blossoming event, give us a ring. But like I say, we did Tucson last week, and I think we're early down there yet, so we hadn't seen anything there. But if you like to see it, I'm telling you, if you're interested in the color yellow, head north on I-17 today, because there's about four different plants between Bell Road and Cordes Junction, and they're all, every one of them blossoms yellow, and they're all in full bloom. So it's a beautiful drive, a beautiful day to get up there and take a look at it. We got a great show lined up for y'all today. I want to tell you that the second biggest investment you have in your residence is what you invest in your landscaping and hardscaping. So we'll be talking about that today in the 10 o'clock hour with our friends from Bellegarde Oldcastle Superlight. They'll be coming in here and talking about things that they're seeing trend-wise on setting up your backyard so you could enjoy this particular kind of weather.
Can't eat inside on days like this.
Man, put a misting system and you got the summer covered. You put a little fire pit out there and you got the winter covered. It's a year-round space in Arizona, and not many places have it as good as we have it, because we can go out there and enjoy it year-round virtually and not ever be carried away by the insects or the mosquitoes. So can't say that about our daughter up in Minneapolis this spring on the back patio. Oh, man. So we'll be talking backyards at 10 o'clock. The 9 o'clock hour, winding it backwards a little bit, is always our open hour. So if you're kind of waking up this morning and rolling out of bed and getting that first cup of coffee and scratching your head and making a list to run to the hardware store, that's your hour to call in. And let's help you put that material list together. Let's help you give you tricks of the trade and give you tool recommendations and product recommendations for whatever project you're trying to get done. At 8 o'clock, we've got Greg Peterson coming in, and he's going to be talking about getting the soil ready and seeds and what we can do to get your backyard going.
And where to plant.
In the 7 o'clock hour here, in just a few minutes, we're going to have Bill Andress from Arizona Game and Fish talking about the big, big expo going on out at Ben Avery Rifle Range and Shooting Range. It's awesome. It is a great family event. We'll be talking about that at 7:30.